Like to call your attention to the book of Isaiah, the 54th chapter and the 17th verse. You'll find a very familiar passage and supporting scriptures coming from Ephesians 6, verses 10 and 11 that you've already heard in your hearing. The prophet Isaiah, in the 54th chapter, verse 17 reads as thus: "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, so said the Lord." Supporting scripture from Ephesians 6, verse 10 and 11. The Bible reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Now, time and time again, you've heard me say and give a reminder that in this life, you're going to have trials and tribulations. In this life, you will experience pain, sorrow, ups and downs. But all of us in here are able this morning to say we made it. But I wonder this morning, is there anyone among us that are bold enough and know that in your physical body, your spiritual being, or maybe you just had more than your share of trouble? You've been stressed out, and it seems like for whatever reason, you are the main target of the enemy. For if it's seemingly not one thing, it's always another. If it's not a physical thing, it's a financial thing. If it's not a financial thing, it's a mind, peace of mind thing. But sometimes the sicknesses and the different things that we go through seemingly gets us down. But I wonder, is there anybody in here this morning that have been knocked down by the circumstances of life? But you are bold enough to say that I am a survivor. Are there any survivors in the house this morning? All of our survivors ought to stand to their feet right now. All of our survivors ought to give God a hallelujah praise right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. No weapon formed against you will be able to prosper, for you are a child of the Most High God. And the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. If you are able to stand, you got to stand therefore, knowing that the Lord God is by your side. And on the basis of those verses this morning, we like to speak to you from the thought or a thing by the power of God. I am a survivor. Can you help me say that this morning? By the power of God, I am a survivor. There comes a time that can't nobody do you like Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God wants somebody that's willing to just say, God, here I am. Use me as a vessel, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That what I can do, what I can, while I can, for the Spirit of Christ. For we owe God something this morning. And as time goes by, we need to find ourselves being about our Father's business, doing the things that God requires of us. And one of the things that he definitely requires is that we love him, that because he is a jealous God. And the Bible declares that we are to have no other gods before him. But we find in this time that we are living that we put so many other things in place of our respect and our love and our time for the power of a mighty God. It's by God's grace, it's by his mercy that we are here this morning. We are not here by our own merits. We're not here just because we got up this morning and decided that I'm going to church this morning and everything is just going to be all right. Some of you know that even on your way to church, there were things going on in your mind that could have had you to turn around. But there was something down on the inside that kept you pressing forward to say that, Lord, I know that there's a blessing in store for me. Lord, there's something that I need you to do that I cannot do for myself. So I'm depending on you and I'm trusting you. And I remember in your word where you say, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. So it's good for me to be with my brothers and sisters this morning to let them know that we are in this thing all together. Many members, but yet one body in Christ. We thank God. We thank God. I thank God for the gospel singers on last evening for doing what God had blessed them to do and lifting up the name of Jesus in song and allowing God to use them. We never know where or when ministry is going to be in our place. We've got to understand that our ministries goes beyond these four walls. We are blessed to be a blessing unto others, and when we hear of loved ones or those, sometimes even it might be an enemy, there comes a time that you got to bend over enough just to be able to help somebody that you normally wouldn't help. Because one thing about it is you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring for you. So it's good to be able to do something for somebody while you yet still have a chance. It's by God's grace and mercy that I'm here this morning to help somebody to get a breakthrough. Somebody in here has a desperate need to get out of the situation that you're in. Somebody in here need to have the reassurance of knowing that all you got to do is cast all of your cares and concerns upon the Lord our God. And knowing that he is strong enough and that he will be able to do whatever needs to be done in your life. Don't get caught in the trap of thinking that he don't want to hear that anymore. God is not like that. You got to understand that God understands everything that you're going through, even those things that might not seem very important to somebody else. They are very important to you because it is a part of your life. So don't dismiss the little things in life. Learn how to be thankful for everything that God has allowed you to be able to do. You got to be able to know that some way, somehow, I've got to stand on my own accord. I've got to know that I don't stand by myself, even though you might not see anybody else. I'm not standing all by myself. We are living in what we call some hard and difficult times. And because of inflation, we've seen your savings and your rainy day stash just dwindle in and just go away. For you find that now instead of saving your savings for that rainy day, you have to make those savings make ends meet today because this is the day that the Lord God has made. Sometimes you can't put off for tomorrow what you need to do today. So it puts us in a place where you know about that process of robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's when you go into that stash that was set there for something else, but because of the need that is at hand, you got to dig in there a little bit. And how many of you know that once you start digging in, you see it go back and dig in again? Any witnesses in the house? Anybody seen that their savings was up here and all of a sudden they start dropping and you just begin to say, well, I just get a little bit this week. You get a little bit this week and a little bit next week. What you got to understand is every time you keep pulling out and you don't never put none back in, as the farther down it go, the worse condition you might find yourself in. But how many of you believe in it's not about your finances, it's about the God that you trust and believe in. You need money in order to survive, but you need God more than you need a dollar. A dollar can't save your soul. A dollar can't help you when you're down and out. A dollar can't stand in that gap for you whenever you need an intercessor to let the Lord know that I haven't given up on life yet. Anybody in here want to hold on and hold out? Anybody know that God is yet still by your side? Anybody come to really give God a hallelujah praise this morning? Don't you know when God has blessed you to be counted amongst the living, you ought to be willing to give God a praise? There are some people that didn't come to church this morning because it was raining on the outside, but I thank God that I can serve him whether it's raining or whether it's sunshine. I thank God for the sunshine that he put down in the depths of my soul. You got to find some sunshine in your life. I don't understand why we feel like God still owes us something when he's been blessing us all of our lives. And we got to understand, and I come to encourage somebody, that every now and again when you are going through your worst time, just be still and let God. Too many times you try to work it out yourself. Too many times you have too many ears, too many folk trying to tell you what you ought to do. And you got to learn how to have a deaf ear to what everybody else say and listen to what he say. They might have well intentions for you, but they may not know like God knows what's the best thing for you. Everything that worked for Dow don't work for John. Everything that worked for Heloise is not going to work for Judy. You got to have your own soul salvation. You got to believe in the power of God for yourself. How many of you know that you're standing on your promise of the power of a mighty God? It's not all about you this morning. It's about the power of God. It's not about where you are. And you ought to think about where you done come from. And then don't forget where you come from, but thank God for all of the bridges that he's already brought you across. Anybody know anything about that bridge across troubled water? Or have you always had it on easy street? See, I know what's something about having some trouble in my life. I know what it is not to have a whole lot of money in my pocket. I know what it is to have a grumble in my stomach and get hungry every now and again. But I thank God that he is the bread of life. I thank God that he's always kept his promise. There's not a person in here that cannot say that when I got hungry, I found a piece of bread somewhere. It might have not been what you wanted, but thank God it was what you needed. I found God to be a present help in the time of trouble. And in that time of trouble, that's when God, the Bible say, hides you in his pavilion. In other words, he got a protective barrier all around you. Anybody glad that you in the protective pavilion of God? I don't care what the enemy say, I'm in the pavilion of God. You might not like me, but you can't touch this. Because I'm in the pavilion of a mighty God. Every one of you in here got the same right to say just what I said with conviction, but you got to believe it for yourself. Don't let other people dictate to you who you are and what you are and where you can go. A whole lot of folk may have told some of you that you wasn't going to be nothing, but how many of them made the devil out a lie over and over again? You might not be what they thought that you ought to be, but aren't you glad you are a child of God? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I found out that I can always depend on God. A whole lot of folk will let you down, but God won't let you down. Now, one thing you got to understand is every now and again, God just don't come just because you call right then. He comes on his own time. And what you got to learn how to do is not to get discouraged, not to get so impatient that you jump the gun. Every now and again, you got to wait for the gun to go off before you take off. You take off before the gun go off, you done lost the race already. Disqualified. Because you're not paying attention to your surroundings. You're not listening to what is going on around you. Anybody ever saw danger right there and was just dumb enough to walk into it? And then you began to wonder, Lord, why me? Why not you? Life brings about changing events. It's been said that the things that you go through in life, they either make you or break you. Don't you know we got some folk that'll make you or break you? You better learn that everybody don't have to love you for you to have a sense of joy. You better learn that everybody don't have to be on your list of friends, and everybody don't have to be in your clique for you to have some joy. Anybody in here know that you can be all right without somebody? That certain somebody feel like that, oh, if you don't hang with me, you not with the in crowd. But you and your in crowd, you go on, because I thank God for a mind of my own. Sometimes you're better off all by yourself. You ain't got to worry about nobody hearing your business, talking about your business, taking up your resources, draining you out. You by yourself, you ain't got to pay for nobody but yourself. There's an old saying that says only the strong survive. But what is it that makes us strong? We got to understand that there are some things that will break the strongest of us down. There are some folk in here think that they're indispensable. Think that if you don't come, it's not going to happen. But I want to let you know this morning that it's not about me. There are a whole lot of ministers of the gospel. There are a whole lot of folk that know the good news. And you got to learn that the good news is the good news. Don't get so caught up into the vessel and miss the word of God. If you miss the word of God, you miss your opportunity to get a closer walk with the power of God. We find that in this world of ours, some people are strong and some people are weak. But how many of you know that when we are weak, that's when God makes us strong? How many of you know that you really never know how strong that you are until you are faced with opposition, or you are in a situation of something that was beyond your control, or something just came out of nowhere that was so devastating that you are almost ready to throw your hands up in despair. And you thought in your mind, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Lord, I can't do this. Lord, I just don't know what I'm going to do. But all the time while you are doubting yourself, God is ministering to the inside, and God is building you up from the inside out. And then you begin to wonder, oh, I'm not in this thing all by myself. Am I in this house all by myself this morning, or is there some praises in the house? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've been preaching all week and I'm tired. Don't act like y'all tired. You ought to act like you are a child of God. If you just go sit there and act like you want to go to sleep, I can use a little nap myself, but I didn't come in here to sleep. I come in here to praise the Lord our God. I come in here to tell the story of the goodness of Jesus. Wake up your sleepy head. You got to know where your help comes from. The Bible says, I will lift up my eyes into the hills from which cometh my help. I know where my help comes from. I know who called me to preach the gospel. I got to do what God said do. The Bible declares, obey God rather than man. He is my shepherd. Sometimes we get all caught up about other folk. But David said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity. For the Bible declared they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. If you're hungry, I'm here to feed you this morning. Instead of worrying and being impatient, instead of getting caught up in what the Joneses got, instead of wondering where did they get money enough to get two Mercedes, none of your business where they got the money from. Sometimes we like to think that everybody that got good things did something bad to get it. But we got some folk that work hard for the money. We got some folk that know what it is to put some things together and to have some things in line that they can get anything on this side of life that they want. And it don't make them any less of a person or any better than a person than what you are. You got to stop being worried about those that seemingly are getting over and getting by because they seemingly are the evildoers. The Bible says, fret not thyself, because he'll take care of the evildoers. He'll run across them like a lawnmower and run them down just like the green grass. You ever seen Daniel out there on the lawnmower? Daniel drive his lawnmower so fast, I don't think he cut grass sometimes.
He didn't go across there and all of a sudden grass started flying here, there, and everywhere. You're just like that grass to the Lord. He can run right across you and cut you down or leave you standing. It depends on what he want to do. God is the one in control. But if there's somebody that seemingly got something against you, it seems like they've been working out some things that are going to work against you. Do know that nothing that they try to do will hinder you. For the Bible says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall be able to prosper. Every tongue that rise up against you. Sometimes they'll say that you don't have what you say that you got. But I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that because of the power of a mighty God, I thank God this morning that everything is in the hand of God. All I got to do is trust in his power. I realize that by the power of God, I am a survivor. I survived how to get by on this, that, or the other. I learned how to not worry about what everybody else had to say. But I learned to hear what the Lord God had to say. And the God said, go with two and four and do what I tell you to do. I want you to go out and teach them and baptize them. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Ghost. He said every now and again, there are going to be some folk that are going to be against you. But don't worry about your enemy. Don't worry about that one that seemed to be prospering. Because I want to let you know that no trick of the devil, no thing that the devil tried to do, no stumbling block will get in your way. For no weapon that is formed against you, they may get off in a little crowd and have their little meeting about this, that, or the other. But I thank God this morning that I stand in the power of a mighty God. And the Bible declared that if you want to stand, you better put on the whole armor of God. You can't stand and fight this battle in this place all by yourself. But you got to learn that the Bible said, that Paul said, if you're going to fight this battle, you better come on with me and dress up for this battle. The Bible said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the tricks of the devil. He'll try you on one side. He'll try you on the other side. If he can't get you that way, he'll come at you another way. But I come to let you know this morning that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers in high places. It's not those that are walking around, but it's those that are being used by the enemy. The devil is on the rampage this morning, and he's trying to rob somebody. But I come to help somebody to release themselves from their pain. Anybody tired of going through? Somebody said one day, I'm tired of being tired. Anybody tired of being tired? Anybody tired of complaining all the time? Anybody tired of going this way and that way? Anybody want to stand on the solid rock of Jesus and know that everything is going to be all right? I stop by to tell my brother, I stop by to tell my sister that what you are going through, it's only for a little while. All you got to do is wait on God, and God will take you, move you out of that situation, build you up, turn you around, tell you that everything is going to be all right by the power of God. I got a power because I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel is what gives me my power. And with the power I got, I can run and not get weary. I can walk and not faint. Because every now and again, when I get weary, when I get weak, the Lord reach down and renew my strength. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Have God did anything for you? Have God lifted up your burden? Have God got you out of your mess? Have God made a way out of no way? Somebody ought to say yeah. Somebody ought to say yeah. Somebody ought to say yeah to the Lord our God. For God I live, and for God I'll die. By the power of God, I am a survivor. Are there any survivors in this house that refuse to let the devil have claim over your life? I am a survivor. Because I made it through toils and snares. I have already come. And I know that I'm faced with some more things. But because God is an unchanging God, I still stand as a survivor. There are a whole lot of folk that we wear ribbons, we wear clothing, we wear jewelry with that symbol of a ribbon that says we are fighting against the diseases of the land. But don't you know the only symbol we need is Jesus hanging there on the cross. By his stripes, we are healed. And if we believe in that power, no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. No lying tongue that strikes out against you shall be able to bring you down, because God said that you belong to him. He said, put on your armor. Get ready for battle. Take your word. Have your shield. Put on that helmet of salvation and just walk the walk of faith. And the Lord will do just what you need him to do. When you get ready to explode, some of us are almost like time bombs. We've gotten so full. The stress is just so tremendous that people on the outside, they see the smile. They see you walking with your head high, but they don't know that on the inside, you're bleeding tears. You're crying out, Lord, I just need some help. And I'm here to tell you this morning, you can bring it to the Lord, and he'll help you. He'll do what nobody else can do. Hallelujah. Is there somebody here this morning that seemingly is overwhelmed? Your mind is so crowded. You feel like all I want to do is just scream. But if I scream to the loudest of my voice, nobody will hear me. But I'm here to tell you that you don't even have to scream this morning. All you have to do is think about what you need God to do. If you know that there's some situations in your life, it's not a time of being ashamed. It's not a time of worrying about who watching you. Because it's not you I'm talking, them I'm talking to, I'm talking to you. If you know that you need some of the pressures lifted up off of you, why don't you come up here? If you are one that needs to be a survivor and you need to unleash some of the things that are weighing you down, family members, finances, sickness, trouble, things at the house breaking down. If it's not one thing, it's another. And sometimes the load gets so heavy to where you feel like, Lord, I don't know what to do. Well, I found out that I can't do it for you. So God wants me to lead you to him. Because there are times when I couldn't do. But somebody said, if you just take it to the Lord and leave it there, can you leave it? Can you leave it? When you think all of those that are laid on their backs right now. But they are looking to the hills from which cometh
their help. I extended an invitation, and out of obedience and out of need, you came. But now, let us think about those that are not able to get up and walk, crawl, make their way to God. But we serve such a mighty God that when you cannot move, His Spirit reveals to your spirit. And those spirits start interacting with one another, and God knows your moans and your groans. And when you can't say what you really need, the old saying said, if I could just wave my hand. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us reach higher than man. Let us call on a higher source than man.